celebration on both Egypt and Syria last Saturday.
I would like
to make an important remark here, namely that Israel chose Saturday to begin its new aggression, a day which fell on the day of repentance or atonement, celebrated by the Jews, and according to the teachings of the Jewish religion or Judaism, Israel should have refrained from conducting any activity, but Israeli rulers, with their aggressive mentality and their recklessness of all heavenly and celestial religions, chose that particular day to ensure the element of surprise and to give their troops the chance to score a lightning victory.
But total failure was awaiting the Israeli aggressive forces. And what is more, what was awaiting them were the Egyptian and Syrian forces who had been longing to perform their sacred duty, the duty of expelling the Israeli aggression from Sinai, the Golan Heights, and of compelling Israel to pull out from the occupied territories, and of implementing the Security Council Resolution 242 and other UN and OAU and non-aligned resolutions.
If the Middle East is now swept by violent fighting, and if what is now taking place in this vital part of the world is exposing world peace to danger, the only way to avert such danger is to have Israel pull out to the pre-June 4, 1967 lines. But for the United States delegate to the Security Council and the Israeli representative in the General Assembly to call for an end to military operations and the return of Egyptian and Syrian forces to their positions before the military operations is indeed strange and illogical.
The soil on which fighting is taking place is an Arab land occupied by Israel since June 5, 1967, and it is our sacred duty to regain these lands. We have exhausted all political means and given all we had to bring success international peace initiatives, but our land has remained under Israeli occupation. It was therefore inevitable to launch an armed battle to liberate the land, now that it had become clear to all the world that Israel will not withdraw voluntarily.
What we want to say now is that we are exercising the legitimate right of self-defense in implementation of Article 51 of the United Nations Charter, as we are also expecting all the countries of the world to support us in this right and to provide us with every possible form of assistance, because the liberation of our land and for the restoration of our rights constitute a victory for the United Nations Charter and the consolidation of world peace with which Israel has for long been playing havoc and which it has exposed to the greatest danger. From Radio Cairo, you have just been listening to another edition of Spotlight on the Middle East, a regular weekly program written by Abdel Hakim Fahim and presented by You are tuned to the North American service of Radio Cairo, which is transmitting on the 31.6 MHz. We now invite you to listen to an Arabic song from Egypt entitled Egypt by Sharifa Khan. Gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Tourism in Egypt.